Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 So we're speaking on the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the second part. Sanatana Goswami is describing about a person called Gop Kumar. And he's going to describe anyway about a person called Gop Kumar and how he travels the different places to find out the best situation for him, to be in Krishna consciousness.
我们前几课一直在讲《大博加瓦坛纲录》这本书，这本书的作者 Sanatana Goswami 他描述了一个名叫 Gopa Kumar 的人，他在各个地方旅行，他想找到一个对于他的 Krishna 之觉最好的地方。
So we have just begun, and we're hearing Maharaj Parikshit speak to his mother Uttara.
我们在刚开始的时候讲到 Parikshit 大君跟他的母亲 Uttara 的对话。
And Uttara wanted to know about if there's any special place for the best devotees of Krishna.
Uttara, 母亲很好奇，有没有这样一个特殊的地方是给主 Krishna 的最好的奉献者准备的？
She knew about Vaikuntha, but in Vaikuntha, everyone is equal.
她知道 Vaikuntha 星宿，在 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿上，人人都是平等的，一样的。
But she'd heard that there are different levels of devotees, all pure devotees, but they're on different levels.
她也听说有不同的有纯粹的奉献者，他们虽然都是纯粹奉献者，但是他们层面各不相同。
So she wants to know about the special places for the very best devotees.
所以他想要知道有没有一个特殊的地方是给那个最优秀的奉献者居住的。
So Parikshit Maharaj is going to tell her a story, a history, which he heard by the mercy of his spiritual master.
Sanatana Goswami.
No.
Parikshit. Parikshit. 对不起。Parikshit 大君就向他母亲讲述了他从他自己的 guru 那里听到的一个故事。
Alright, so, and he tells her that when you hear this story, when you hear this history, then you'll get rid of all your doubts. You'll have no more doubts.
他就跟他说，当你听完这段历史，你的内心的疑惑就会消除了。
So it's important for us to understand the relationship between people like Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit.
所以我们有一点很重要，我们要了解 Sukadeva Goswami 和 Parikshit 大君之间的关系是如何的。
Sukadeva Goswami was the son of Vyasadeva.
Sukadeva Goswami 是 Vyasadeva 的儿子。
And he had always, he got his spiritual education from Vyasadeva.
他是从 Vyasadeva 那里获得了灵性的教育。
But he never got actual initiation.
但是他从来没有真正的启迪。
Not formally, he wasn't formally initiated, and also Sukadeva Goswami never initiated Maharaj Parikshit.
Shukadeva Goswami 不仅自己没有得到正式的启迪，他也没有正式的启迪 Parikshit 大军。
The real relationship was based on hearing transcendental knowledge like Srimad Bhagavatam.
真正的关系是建立在聆听圣典博伽瓦坛的基础之上。
So the real relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple is based on hearing.
灵性导师与门徒之间的关系是真正的建立在聆听的基础之上。
So Maharaj Parikshit is going to tell his mother what he heard from his guru.
Parikshit Maharaj 就要向他的母亲讲述他自己从他的 guru 那里聆听到的。
He's going to tell her the actual facts, what happened. He's going to tell her in a very straightforward way.
他将要以直截了当的方式来讲述真正的事实。
So, the history begins. He tells about there was a poor Brahmana who lived in a city which is in northern India.
故事是这样的。就是以前在北印度地区居住着一个贫穷的婆罗门。
So this happened a long time ago, but the Brahmana, he was poor, but he was always hankering, he was always thinking about becoming rich. And he didn't know anything about scriptures. Although he was a Brahmin, he was ignorant about whatever the scriptures say.
那么这个历史是很久远的了。这个贫穷的婆罗门他特别贫困，但是他一心的想发财致富。他虽然身为婆罗门，却从来没有研读过经典。
So the place in which he lived, there were the people in that place, in that town in which he lived, they were all worshipping a form ofDurga, one of Lord Shiva's, you know, Lord Shiva's wife Durga. So they were all worshipping her.
这个婆罗门居住在这个镇上，而镇上的所有人都崇拜主 Shiva 的妻子 Durga 女神。
Right? Durga has many names.
Durga 有很多的名字。
And one of the names, the name in which she was known in that town where the Brahmana lived, she was known as.Kamakya.
这个婆罗门居住的镇子上的人呢，都把Durga作为 Kamakya 来崇拜。
Kamakya.
Kamakya.
Yes, right. So she was the goddess of that town, and he was worshipping her.
他就 Kamakya 就是这个镇子上的女神，这个婆罗门就崇拜着这位女神。
So the Brahmana, he was very faithful. He worshipped her every day. And so it happened that one after she became satisfied with him, she appeared in his dream.
这个婆罗门就忠心耿耿的每天都崇拜这个女神，结果有一天呢，就在婆罗门取悦了女神之后，女神就在他的梦中，夜里显现在他的梦里了。
And in that dream, this Kamakya, this form of Lord Shiva's wife, she told the Brahmana, she gave him a mantra to chant, a ten syllable mantra, which was for worshipping the lotus feet of Madana Gopal.
就在梦中呢，女神就告诉婆罗门，她将要给这个婆罗门一个十个音节的 mantra 来崇拜 Madana Gopal 的莲花足。
And in the dream, the goddess also gave him instructions about how to meditate on the mantra and how to do the different.Details, how to practice chanting the mantra.
在梦中呢，女神也详细的指导了婆罗门，训谕他该怎样唱诵这个 mantra， 所有的细节该怎样去修行这个唱诵。
So this Brahmana had never, we said he didn't know any scriptures. Nobody had ever explained to him any of the teaching of the scriptures.
我们之前说过，这个婆罗门呢，他从来没有去研读经典，也没有人教导他该怎样去研读经典。
But by the power of this mantra.He was able to achieve everything.
但是由于这个 mantra 的力量，他可以取得任何成就。
So you should understand this mantra was not a Vaishnava mantra. It was a tantric mantra, which is, you know, it's not for devotees, really.
我们要知道这个 mantra 它不是 Vaishnava 的 mantra， 它是一个 tantric mantra， 它不是给奉献者准备的。
And it should only be chanted by qualified persons who receive it through proper initiation. You have to get it through proper initiation.
而且这个 mantra 也是应该由一个有资格的人经过正式的启迪才可以念诵的。
Just like we have the Gayatri Mantra, and if one is not qualified to chant it, one will not get any benefit.
就像我们有Gayatri Mantra, 如果一个人他没有资格的话，他就念诵这个曼陀罗也没有什么效果。
One may try to find out the mantra without taking proper initiation. He may want to know the mantra and he will...search and somehow he may find out what is the mantra, but if he doesn't take it from the spiritual master without the proper initiation, it won't have any effect.
人们尽可以去寻找这个曼陀罗，但是如果他没有经过正式的启迪，不管他是怎么寻找到的，如果他不是从一个灵性导师那里接受了这个Gayatri Mantra，他是没有效力的。
So sometimes when the mantra is put in the books, sometimes people will change a few syllables or they will change the order of the words in the mantra so that the mantra won't have the same effect.
有的时候呢，可以在书籍当中找到这个曼陀罗 ，Gayatri Mantra。这个曼陀罗呢，它可能音节有个别的音节改变了，顺序也颠倒了。
And then if we try to understand the mantra, it won't make any sense. It just has no meaning.
你可以去努力的理解它这个曼陀罗到底是怎么回事，但是呢，你是找不到它的意思，到底是什么意思的。
So this Brahmana was given the mantra, which was to worship Madan Gopal.And Madan Gopal is the deity of Sanatan Goswami.
这个婆罗门呢就被授予了这个曼陀罗，而这个曼陀罗崇拜的神像是 Madan Gopal， 而 Madan Gopal 是 Sanatan Goswami 崇拜的神祇。
So this Kamakya Devi, this goddess, she gave the Brahmana.The mantra, and she taught him also how to chant it, how to do the different ritual and the different mudras with the hands, move the hands in different ways, different gestures which we do with the hands when you chant the mantra.
这卡玛阿卡女神呢，就把这个曼陀罗给了婆罗门，而且她也教导他。该怎样去唱诵这个婆罗门，怎样去做仪式，怎样做 mudra 手势，怎样移动他的手指头。
Just like if you read the sixth canto Srimad Bhagavatam describes there the Narayana Kavacha and how to chant the Narayana Kavacha.
正如我们在圣典博加瓦坛第六篇当中读到，有这个 Narayana Kavacha。
Yeah, Narayana Kavacha means the shield. It's a shield which can protect us. We use a shield when we want protection. So the mantra can also be used like a shield. This Narayana Kavacha was a shield, was to protect Indra when he was fighting.
这卡瓦查的意思是个盾牌盔甲，就像我们有盔甲可以保护身体，曼陀罗它也可以像盔甲一样保护一个唱诵的人。这个曼纳拉亚纳卡瓦查就被授予了主英陀天地英者来保护他。
So if you look there in that chapter in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes that when you chant certain syllables of the mantraDifferent syllables, you should touch different parts of the body.
在圣典博加瓦坛第六篇呢，就讲到了，这个曼陀罗它有不同的音节，这个不同的音节是对应着身体的各个部分。
So this brahmana became very attached to chanting this mantra.
这婆罗门呢，特别依附唱诵这个曼陀罗。
Yeah, chanting the mantra, it made a big impression on him, and he forgot about all of his other activities.
由于念诵了这个唱诵了这个曼陀罗之后呢，他就留下了深刻印象，把其他一切都忘得一干二净。
Yeah, initially he'd been worshipping this goddess Kamakya, but after he started chanting the mantra, he forgot about it.
本来呢，一开始这婆罗门呢是崇拜的是卡玛阿卡女神，但是自从他念诵了这个女神给他的曼陀罗之后呢，就把崇拜女神这个事儿给忘掉了。
The goddess had told him, you know, when you chant the mantra, you should do it, you know, in a quiet place, and you should, don't let people hear you, just like when we chant Gayatri mantra.
女神告诉婆罗门呢，当他念诵这个曼陀罗的时候，应该在一个僻静的地方，不要让别人听见，就像我们念诵嘎阿垂曼陀罗一样。
So, and we said initially the brahmana was always thinking to become rich because he was poor. But once he started to chant the mantra, he forgot all about his desire for wealth. He was so satisfied chanting the mantra.
我们一开始说过，这个婆罗门特别穷，他一心想发财致富。但是自从他念诵了这个曼陀罗之后呢，就把这个致富的愿望也给忘掉了。
So the brahmana was very foolish. And the goddess had given him advice, but he didn't follow all the instructions which she gave him.
我们说过这个婆罗门呢，他是很愚蠢的，虽然女神给了他很多的很所有的建议，但是他并没有每一条建议都遵守。
He was thinking, well, it was just a dream, so the instructions I got in the dream, that, you know, it's not so real.
这婆罗门就想，哎，只不过是一个梦而已。我从梦里听到的这些讯息啊，不是那么真实的。
So the goddess came to him again and gave him the instructions again.
结果女神呢又来了，又再次给了他讯息。
Trying to, because the mantra was to help him to become attached to Madan Gopal, but he was not taking it so seriously.
因为这个曼陀罗的目的呢是帮助他依附玛丹戈帕了，但是这个婆罗门呢并没有把这事儿当真了。
Instead, the brahmana was thinking, well, this mantra will help me for the next life. It will give me success, at least in my next life, I'll become more successful.
这个婆罗门想，这个曼陀罗呢至少可以帮助我在来生帮助我在来生更加成功。
He didn't think the mantra was going to help him in this life. He thought it must be in the next life the mantra will help.
他根本 就没有想这个曼陀罗对他这一生现世有什么帮助，他只是想着再来可能会帮助他的来世。
So this was an improvement for the Brahmana, because previously he never thought about the next life. He only used to think about this life. But now at least he was thinking about the next life. So that was better.
那至少这婆罗门也有进步，因为他以前并没有考虑来世，他只是考虑现世，但是自从念曼陀罗之后呢，他就开始考虑来世了。
He didn't know about the full power of the mantra. So he was thinking that the goal of the mantra was just some material success.
他并没有意识到这个曼陀罗的全部力量。他只是他也不知道这个曼陀罗的目的，成功的目的是什么。
So even though he didn't have knowledge, even though he didn't understand about the mantra or anything, but still he was able to get the greatest benefit.
虽然他对于这个曼陀罗的知识并不全面，但是他也从念诵当中得到了好处。
So even though he chanted without faith and without any understanding, he was able to get all the benefit.
虽然他念诵曼陀罗并没有完全然的信心，也没有充分的理解，但是他也得到了好处。
So because he was chanting the mantra and he was thinking about next life, he became renounced. And he decided to leave his home, and he gave up everything. He was very poor, he didn't have any much to give up. So it was easy for him to leave home, and he began to wander to different holy places.
自从他念诵了这个曼陀罗之后呢，他就产生了气绝心。本来他也不是很富有，所以他就更容易气绝了，他就离开了家，开始在不同的地方漫游。
He would maintain himself by doing some begging, and in this way he would get some food to eat, and he would travel. And so he came to, we said he was in North India, so he came to Bengal. He went to where the Ganga meets the ocean.
他是靠乞讨来维生的，他就乞讨一些食物来维持自己的生活。他开始漫游，他原来居住在北印度，后来他就漫游到了孟加拉一个恒河入海的地方。
So because he was regularly chanting the mantra, the effect of the mantra was that he gave up his different sinful activities and he forgot about sense gratification, and he became renounced.
那么这个曼陀罗的效果，因为他婆罗门定期的都念诵这个曼陀罗，结果曼陀罗就起到了效果了。他开始放弃了他的罪恶，放弃了感官享乐。
Just like many of us, before we became devotees, we had so many material desires.But gradually, by chanting Hare Krishna, we just forget about all these material things and we become more absorbed in chanting.
就像我们以前呢也是有这种种的物质的欲望，但是自从念诵了 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗之后呢，就忘记了这些物质欲望，而且专注于念诵了。
So he came to this place where the Ganga flows into the ocean. This is called the Ganga Sagar. This is the place where Kapila Muni has his ashram.
这婆罗门呢就漫游来到了恒河入海的地方，这个地方名字叫 Ganga Sagar， 是圣人卡毗勒居住的他的 ashram 所在的地方。
So on the shoreThere, where the Ganga flows into the sea, there were many brahmanas. These brahmanas were, they're all usually grihastas, and they were very expert in doing different ritualistic ceremonies.
嗯，在这个恒河入海的地方的岸上呢，就有很多的婆罗门，大部分婆罗门都是居士，他们特别擅长举行各种仪式。
Right, the brahmanas, because of, you know, the people there, they were local people, so the brahmanas, they were all these Bengali brahmanas, and they were expert in the different Vedic knowledge, the different sections of the Vedas.
因为当地的婆罗门，这些居士婆罗门都是孟加拉人，他们特别擅长于伟达的知识。
There are 14 different sections in the Vedas. There's the original four Vedas.
韦达经有十四部分，最原初呢有四韦达。
Yeah, there's the four Vedas, and then there are supplements to the Vedas. There's six supplements to the Vedas.
还有韦达经的六部补充文献。
Then there are the Puranas.
还有往事书。
Then there's also scriptures called the Dharma Shastras.
还有被称为 Dharma Shastra, Dharma 经典的经典。
And then there's the Mimamsa, the Mimamsa teachings of the Vedas.
以及韦达经当中的 Mimamsa 哲学。
We know Karma Mimamsa, which come from Jaimini.
我们知道有 Karma Mimamsa, 是 Jaimini 这一支传下来的。
And then there's also Nyaya, or the study of logic.
还有Nyaya之部，也就是学习逻辑。
So these brahmanas were expert in all of these things.
这些婆罗门就全对此都很擅长。
We would call these kind of people, they're known as Karmakandi Brahmins. Karmakandi Brahmins means they're concerned with doing ritualistic ceremonies for material prosperity.
我们称这些人为 Karma Kandi 婆罗门，这个意思就是他们很擅长于为了物质的好处来举行各种仪式。
They're not devotees usually. Their interest is just to enjoy material life.
他们通常都不是奉献者，他们只是对于享受物质生活感兴趣而已。
And they want toEither enjoying this life or enjoying the next life.
他们或者是想在这一世就享乐，或者是在来世获得享乐。
Sometimes they think about elevation, going to the higher planets, to go up to the heavenly planets and to enjoy sense gratification there.
有的时候他们的目标就是到晋升到天堂星球，可以在天堂星球来享受。
So this poor Brahmana we're describing, he was wandering around and he came there and he saw these Brahmanas and he saw what they were doing. He saw them, he heard them tell him they were doing their different duties. Some of the duties they would do every day.Like every day, they would offer some kind of fire sacrifice in the morning and in the evening also.
这个贫穷的婆罗门就漫游来到了这个地方，恒河入海的地方，他就见到了这种种的居士婆罗门在那里，他们每天都会举行各种仪式。有的时候是早上，有的时候是晚上做火祭。
Yeah, there are Brahmins today. They're just like in our Gurukula, in the traditional Gurukula. The children there, they're trained to do this kind of sacrifice, little fire sacrifice, every morning and every evening. and they will light a, they'll have a fire and they will chant mantras and they will offer some ghee into the fire.
比如说我们有 Gurukula 临时学校，这些小孩子们在临时学校里就受到训练，每天清晨以及每天傍晚的时候做活祭，一边念诵吟诵曼陀罗，一边向祭火当中供奉祭品。
So this is a regular duty they have to do every day.
这是他们的日常职责。
But sometimes the Brahmins have to do special functions. Just like sometimes there will be a Shraddha ceremony, which is for the anniversary of somebody in the family who passed away. We will do a Shraddha ceremony in honor of the soul.Of the person who passed away on the day in which they passed away. Maybe it's 1 year later or 2 years later or three, but on that particular day when they pass away, on the anniversary, we will do that Shraddha ceremony.
有一个被称为 Shraddha 的仪式，这个仪式呢，就是在某个人他的隐祭日离开的去世的日子呢，在这个特定的日子来纪念这位已故的人士，就是在一般通常是一年，在他故去的一年或者是两年的，在他故去的当天举行这个刷大仪式，以纪念他。
Right, so that's one kind of special function which the brahmana has to do.
这个就是婆罗门需要履行的特殊的仪式。
But there may be some other kind of ceremony, like somebody, they may have some special personal ambition. Just like they, you know, sometimes people, the couple, they want a child. So they come to the Brahmana and the Brahmana will do a special yagya for them to help them to get a child.
有的时候也有一些特殊的仪式要举行，那么有的人他有个人的这个动机要实现，比如说一对夫妻想要孩子，就去找一个婆罗门，希望这个婆罗门给他们做一个活祭来满足他们的心愿。
Or somebody wants to, you know, have success in their business, they may do some big yagya to get to material prosperity.
比如说一个做生意的人，他也会让人帮他做活计，以便让他生意上取得成功。
So the brahmanas, they have to do these three kinds of different duties.
因此婆罗门需要有这个举行他的三项职责。
So these kind of brahmanas, they're concerned, they behave very properly, they follow, you know, principles andthey follow the duties of religious principles. They're like that. They have material piety.
因此呢，这些婆罗门嘛，他们都有自己的规范原则要去做，他们有他们的宗教职责要履行，所以呢，这给他们带来了物质的虔诚。
And they're very well behaved. You know, they're not lusty or.Like that, they're not, that they don't do any bad activities, they don't use harsh language, they live peacefully, purely, but materially.
这些婆罗门呢，他们的举止都是非常的彬彬有礼的，他们并不是色欲冲天的，而他们也不会做不好的行为，他们也不会言说出尖酸刻薄的话语，他们内心平和，也是很纯净的。
Brahmanas are symbol of the mode of goodness. So these men who he met at Ganga Sagar, they were like that. They were in the mode of goodness. And for them, their goal was, you know, they're thinking more about going to heaven, to the higher planets.
婆罗门他们是善良属性的象征，因为他们都处在善良形态之中的，他们的目标呢是想去天堂。
Yeah, they consider that's the real goal of life, to be able to go up to heaven.
他们认为这才是生命的真正目标，就是去天堂。
So this poor Brahmana who came there, he associated with them, and he began to follow their instructions.
这贫穷的婆罗门来到了这个冈格萨嘎的这个地方，就跟这些当地的孟加拉婆罗门联谊，并且从他们那里来听取他们的训示。
He began to do things like take bath every day in the Ganga, and he watched them do their different rituals and pujas.
他就这个婆罗门呢，他就跟那些当地的婆罗门一样，每天在Ganga Sagar 在恒河当在这个海洋中沐浴，并且做仪式做铺展。
So this poor Brahmana in the beginning, he had no education, he didn't know anything about spiritual teachings, but these Brahmanas were gradually teaching him. They were teaching him according to their understanding.
这个贫穷的婆罗门呢，之前他是没有受到过这个韦达方面的教育和训练的。自从他来到这个地方呢，就接受了当地这些婆罗门的教育和训练。
So the poor Brahmana, he continued to chant his mantra for worshipping Madan Gopal. That mantra which the goddess had given him, he was still chanting that. He continued to chant that mantra.In private, he didn't tell these other brahmanas about it.
与此同时，这个婆罗门呢，也继续的念诵这女神告诉他的崇拜马丹高帕的神像的这个曼陀罗。他就按照女神的话，每天在私下里念诵，并没有告诉当地的婆罗门。
And because he was chanting this mantra, he couldn't take any real pleasure.In the rituals, in these material rituals which the Brahmanas were doing, he saw they have no real, you know, it's not giving him any real satisfaction. That he has something much higher in his mantra.
因为他每天的念诵这个曼陀罗，所以呢，虽然他跟这些当地的朋友们在一起，但是他并没有从这些活动当中呢，内心感到。平和和内心感到真正的满足感，并没有因为他觉得还有比这个更高的目标。
So because by his mantra he was worshipping the Supreme Lord, he couldn't be attracted to these material ritualistic ceremonies because they were so much on a lower level.
因为他一直在通过这个 mantra 来崇拜至尊主。所以呢，就是这些当地的人举行的这些仪式并不吸引他，他就这些比较低等的仪式并没有真正的吸引到他。
So he lost his interest in what he was learning there, Ganga Sagar. He decided time to move, and he went off. He went to a place called Kasi, which today we call it Benares or sometimes Varanasi.
因为这个当地的这个婆罗门的仪式活动并不能真正吸引他，所以他就继续的漫游，挪到了下一个地方，名叫 Kasi， 就是当今的贝纳勒斯 ，Varanasi。
It's a holy place on the bank of the Ganges, and it's famous as the place of Lord Shiva.
这是一个恒河岸边的一处圣地，以主 Shiva 的地方而闻名于世。
So the Brahmana came to Kasi and he saw there were many sannyasis there, many renounced people, sannyasis, who came from different parts of the country, and they were all Mayavadis.
就在那个Varanasi 这个地方呢，这个贫穷的婆罗门见到了很多的 Sannyasi 托钵僧，来自于全国各地，他们都是假象宗的托钵僧。
So this Brahmana came there and he began, first he went to offer obeisances to the deity of Lord Shiva there, and then he went to visit all the different ashrams around the city.
这个婆罗门来到了喀西之地之后，首先向主 Shiva 的神像致以顶礼，然后就去拜访不同的 ashram 修院。
And he would meet the different sannyasis who were staying there in the ashrams, and he would talk with them, and he would have discussions with them, and he would even sometimes stay there with them and rest, take rest in their company.
于是呢，这个婆罗门呢，就开始跟住在这些修院当中的不同的这个僧人呢交流，并且跟他们会面讨论问题，有的时候甚至在那里留宿，夜里呢跟他们一起休息。
So these sannyasis, they knew some philosophy, and they impressed the Brahmin because they could speak about the importance of liberation.
因为这些托钵僧他们呢都脑子里都有一些哲学概念，所以便努力的来说服这个贫穷的婆罗门，给他讲述解脱的重要性。
So the Brahmana, he was impressed, and he was thinking that, oh, what they're saying is true. You know, they were talking aboutThe illusion of the material life and how spirituality is much greater, and the goal of spiritual path is liberation. So he began to think like that.
那么这个贫穷的婆罗门就对他们的话语呢留下深刻的印象啊，这个物质世界是一个幻象，而灵性的现实才是真实的，解脱是目标。
He would hear, the sannyasis would speak from the Vedanta, just like in Lord Chaitanya's time, there were Mayavadi sannyasis, and they were all speaking about Vedanta. So the Vedanta always speaks about the importance of liberation and renunciation.
这个当地的这些住在阿什姆当中的这些托钵僧就给他讲终极伟达经，就像主柴丹尼亚马哈巴布去那里的时候遇到的那些托钵僧他们的目标就是解脱以及弃绝。
So he was staying there in Kasi, and he was, because he was with the sannyasis, they would also give himThe food, he would eat with them, and they would have some nice food. So he enjoyed their life, and he was thinking, well, maybe I should also become a sannyasi.
因为这婆罗门呢跟他们一起住在一起，所以这些 sannyasi 托钵僧就给他一些食物，非常的好吃。那么这个贫穷的婆罗门心里就动了这个念头啊，也许我应该跟他们一样，也要变成托钵僧。
But he never gave up chanting his mantra, and he was always chanting this mantra. And then after some time, again the deity, the goddess of his, the deity of his mantra. He saw the deity of the mantra in a dream.Means he saw Madan Gopal. He saw the deity, the goddess. He held, it was the goddess he saw, not Madan Gopal.
那么这与此同时呢，这婆罗门一直不停的在念诵这个 mantra， 就因为他忠实的念诵这个曼陀罗，结果这个曼陀罗的女神就显现给了他。
But because he was associating with these sannyasis, sannyasis were all Mayavadis. So this Mayavadis, it was giving him, it was not good for his faith in the mantra. It wasn't good for his faith in the deity which he was worshipping.
因为这婆罗门跟这些假象中的托钵僧有联谊，所以这些假象中托钵僧就不利于这个婆罗门对这首曼陀罗的信心，以及对这个曼陀罗的念诵，还有神像，曼陀罗的神像。
When he was chanting the mantra, he would hope that he would hope one day he would be able to meet the Lord of the universe.
And 他念诵这个曼陀罗，所以他就希望，终有一天他能够见到宇宙之主。
But these Mayavadi sannyasis, they were, their idea was, no, you just merge into the oneness and you become one with the impersonal and we give up all our individuality. So he was hearing about that from the sannyasis.
可是这些假象中的托钵僧啊，他们就觉得啊，你应该融入梵光，应该丧失你的个体性，这个才是真正的这个意义所在。
But he never gave up chanting his mantra, and that mantra protected him.
因为婆罗门从来没有放弃念诵这个曼陀罗，所以这个曼陀罗一直在保护着他。
He felt more pleasure from chanting the mantra of Lord Gopal than he did from hearing the Vedanta.
他从念诵这个崇拜主 Gopal 的曼陀罗当中获得的快乐远远大于和这些假象中托钵僧的联谊。
But then, by the arrangement of the Lord, the Gopal, the deity of his mantra, Madan Gopal, appeared to him.
由于主的安排，这个曼陀罗的神旨 ，Gopal 就显现给他了，在他面前显现了。
So this convinced him that the mantra was greater than the Mayavadi liberation.
就是让他更加的坚定的信心，这个曼陀罗比这个假象，玛雅瓦迪假象中的解脱更高，更崇高。
So the power, and because he was chanting the mantra, the power of the mantra helped him to get away from the Mayavadis.
因为他坚持念诵这个曼陀罗，曼陀罗就帮助他摆脱了这些假象中。
So because he actually saw Lord Gopal, you know, he felt great ecstasy. He was feeling so much ecstasy that he didn't want to do anything else except chant his mantra.
因为他亲眼目睹了这神像，所以他这个狂喜就让他就不停地念诵这个曼陀罗，放不下去。
He could see.He didn't have any enthusiasm anymore to associate with these sannyasis and to hear them speak about liberation.
他就再也没有热情继续跟这些假象中托钵僧在一起谈论那些话题，获得解脱了。
And he didn't worry about going to take bath in the holy places or about doing the rituals with the brahmanas. He forgot about all these things.
以及到各个圣地啊，去沐在圣河当中沐浴，以及举行所有种种的这些仪式，他对这些啊都不太热衷了。
He was feeling so much pleasure in chanting the mantra.
因为他从这个曼陀罗唱诵曼陀罗当中得到了这么大的快乐。
But he was still a bit confused. He wasn't sure what he should do.
但是他仍然有些困惑，他不知道何去何从。
So at that time, he had another dream, and in this dream, Lord Shiva came to him along with his wife.
就在此时此刻，主 Shiva 和他的妻子就在他的梦中显现。
He was thinking, you know, he wasn't sure, should he take sannyas and try to get liberation?Or should he just chant his mantra? So this time Lord Shiva appears to him.
因为他犹豫不定，是应该就是当托沃僧作为一个假象征主义者呢，还是念诵他的曼陀罗？就在此时，主 Shiva 显现了。
So this is what happens when we associate with Mayavadis or impersonalists, that it affects our determination in the practice of bhakti.
这就是跟假象宗主义者联谊的效果，与他们的联谊就会影响我们的修习奉爱。
So, the goddess was taking care of this man by bringing Lord Shiva, because bringing her husband had a powerful effect on the man.
所以这女神就把她的丈夫主 Shiva 也带来了，就对这个婆罗门有了更大的强大的影响力。
So Lord Shiva says to the man, says to the Brahmana, "You foolish man, don't take sannyas. Go to Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan, the forest there. There you will fulfill, you will satisfy all your desires."
主 Shiva 就斥责他，你这个蠢人。你不要当托钵僧，你去温达文，那里会实现你的全部愿望。
So getting this instruction from Lord Shiva was very good for him. He became very determined. Yes, I should go there. I should go to Vrindavan.
所以从主希望那里得到这个训示，对这个人有带来了很大的好处。他马上下定决心，我要去温达文，我要去温达文。
So he left Benares, he left Kasi, and then he went, he was walking to Vrindavan, and on the way there, he came to a place called Prayag.
那么这个人就立即启程离开了 Varanasi, Kasi, 他就启程要动身去 Vrindavan, 路上他来到了一个叫 Prayag 的地方。
Right.Prayag. Today there's a city there. The name of the city is Prayagraj, the king of the holy places.
在当今的印度，这个地方名字叫 Prayagraj, 圣地之王。
Yeah, and it's where the Ganga meets the Yamuna.
是恒河与亚穆纳河的交汇之处。
And of course, there's a big gathering there in the month of Magh. The month of Magh means January or February. January, February. At that time, the middle of winter, there's always a big festival takes place. Especially every 12 years, it's very big. But every year, there's a small festival.
在 Magh 也就是一二月份，也就是冬天的正中间的时候呢，都会有一个节日。当然了，每十二年会在这个地方举行个大的节日，但除此之外，年年都会有一个节日。
So the Brahmana somehow he came there, and it was at that time the month of Magh. It was January, February time, and there were many, many, many people there who were all bathing in the water in the early morning, at dawn. They were all taking their bath there in the early morning.
所以这个婆罗门呢，就来到了 Prayag 这个地方，就在这地方他见到了很多很多很多很多的人，这些人都会在凌晨就是晨曦微露的时候就在水中沐浴。
And there's a deity there also. There's a deity at this prayag called Madhava. Bindu Madhava. Madhava.
在 prayag 有这个地方的神像，它这个神像名字叫 Bindu Madhava 神像。
So he saw all these people taking bath. It was a big festival, and they were all worshipping Lord Vishnu. And there was singing, and some people were bowing, offering their obeisances, and some people were reciting the prayers, you know, different prayers to worship Vishnu, like Vishnu Sahasranam. And there were people doing kirtan, chanting the names. There was music and dancing.
那婆罗门呢就在这里见到了很多很多的人，这些人呢，他们都在崇拜维什努，有的人呢在那里顶拜，而有的人呢在那里唱诵着维什努的一千个名字，他们有还有的人呢在那里举行kirtan唱诵，他们就崇拜着主维什努。
So the Brahmana saw how all the people were having really a big festival, and they were offering a lot of food to the deity, this deity Bindu Madhava. They were offering nice food to the deity.
这个婆罗门呢就目睹着这个盛大的节日，并且呢，Bindu Madhava 神像也被供奉了很多精美的食物。
When Lord Chaitanya came there, he also was there. He went to see the deity of Bindu Madhava. And it was there he met with Rupa Goswami. And he taught Rupa Goswami at that place in front of the deity of Bindu Madhava.
就柴丹尼亚马哈巴布也曾经来到这个沙亚格，并且敬仰宾都玛达瓦神像。 就是在这个地方，朱查丹的妈巴布呢，就在宾都玛达瓦神像面前教导了Rupa Goswami。
So the Brahmana was amazed to see all these people. Actually, these people who were doing all of these kirtan, they were the Vaishnavas, they were the devotees. So the Brahmana, he had never seen these kind of people before, and he was asking. He asked them. He said, Why are you falling on the ground? You're reciting all prayers. He said, why are you doing all this?
这婆罗门呢，见到这些景象，就特别的感到惊讶。他就问这些人，你们干嘛要倒在地上呢？还要那个口里念念有词，念诵这些祷文干什么呢？
The Brahmana couldn't understand. He could only see their behavior. He could not understand their internal nature. Why they were doing it, what they were thinking.
这个婆罗门呢，见到了这些人的行为举止，并不明白他们内心的目的是什么。
He didn't know about Vaishnava etiquette or these kind of things.
他也不了解Vaishnava的礼仪。你把话讲完整，加一点什么？加点醋。But
he said, oh, he said, you've got this beautiful tilak. You're wearing such nice tilak on your forehead. Very beautiful. And sounds very nice. And you're crying out your voices, and you have so beautiful garlands. But so much noise. What is the ceremony you're doing? Please tell me, what are you doing? Who are you worshipping?
这个婆罗门跟这个这些外师那把说，哎呀，你们的提拉克这么漂亮，而且你们念诵这个曼陀罗这么优美，你们在干什么呀？
The Brahmana didn't know about the power of the holy name of the Lord. He didn't understand about Sankirtan. He didn't know all of this. This was something very new to him.
这婆罗门并不理解这些Vaishnava念诵这个主的圣名的这个力量，他也并不明白 Sankirtan的意义。
So he wanted to understand why they don't have to work, they must have some job, they must be working to maintain themselves, how they can give up their work to come and do all of this.
然后这个婆罗门就纳闷, 这些人怎么都不去工作呢？他们怎么生活呀？他们怎么能放弃他们的工作呀？
So he asks them these questions, and when he asks them these questions, the Vaishnavas, some of the devotees, they just laughed at him, and some of them told him, "Well, you fool, just shut up, just be quiet."
嗯，他就于是问这些 Vaishnava 问题，然后有的人呢就开始嘲笑他，哎，有的人说，傻瓜，闭嘴。
But there were some devotees who were compassionate on him, and they tried to help him, tried to say something to him.
嗯，但是有的 Vaishnava 对他产生了怜悯之心，就想帮助他，就开始跟他说话。
And so the Brahmana, the Vaishnavas, the devotees, they said to him that you're a Brahmana and you don't know, you don't understand what we're doing, you don't understand anything.
嗯，当然了，他们就跟他说，你是个婆罗门，难道你不知道吗？难道你什么都不懂吗？
You don't know we are devotees of Vishnu. Don't ever address, don't ever speak to us, to devotees of Vishnu like that again. Don't speak such stupid things.
你不知道我们都是主 Vishnu 的奉献者吗？你不要这样跟我们说话，你不要说这些蠢话，好不好？
The devotees were disappointed that he is supposed to be a Brahmana, but he was so stupid.
这些威士努的奉献者对这个婆罗门一无所知感到很失望。
So they told him not to treat the devotees like ordinary materialistic people, and he should not make, and should not tell them to stop making the noise which they were doing with their kirtan. They were not ordinary singers.
Okay. 那么这个，因为这个婆罗门把这些 Vaishnava 当成了一些普通的物质主义者，并且还觉得他们在那的 Kirtan 是制造噪音，所以这些Vishnu 这 Vaishnava 对他们很失望。
And the devotees told this Brahmana that we have been initiated by our guru, and he teaches us to worship Lord Vishnu by these mantras.And he taught us that we should sing the mantras like this, that we can use these different methods to worship the Lord.
嗯，这个 Vaishnava 就跟那婆罗门说，我们都是得到了 Guru 的启迪， Guru 让我们通过唱诵这个曼陀罗来崇拜主，并且呢可以各种的曲调来吟诵吟唱。
So you should understand the difference.Between this Brahmana and the Sankirtan devotees, that this the Brahmana he had no spiritual master. He had never accepted a spiritual master. He'd never been initiated, never been taught devotional service.
要明白呢，这个婆罗门和 Vaishnava 之间的区别。这个婆罗门他从来没有得到过启迪，也没有得到过有关于奉献服务的这个教导。
The Brahmana didn't have the mercy of the pure devotee. He was chanting the Gopal mantra and he was getting some result, but he didn't have the mercy of a pure devotee yet.
这个婆罗门是迄今为止还没有，从来没有得到纯粹奉献者的仁慈。他虽然在念诵着这个曼陀罗，但是他还没有得到了纯粹奉献者的仁慈。
Right, the real he had not yet been given real spiritual knowledge.
他没有得到真正的灵性的知识。
So we will stop here today.
好，我们今天就讲到这里。
Are there any questions?
看看有什么问题啊。
我们稍等两分钟，暂时还没有提上来问题。
So we're telling this narration, this history about this Brahmana, how he went, we heard today, how he went first to Ganga Sagar and he saw the Brahmanas do their karmakandi, material activities, rituals.
我们就讲，我们今天讲述的是这个婆罗门他的漫游的历史，他来到了 Ganga Sagar 这个地方，见到那些卡尔玛康帝婆罗门，见目睹他们做着各种各样的仪式。
And then we heard how he went to Kasi and he associated with the Mayavadis and he heard them talk about liberation as the goal of life.
他又去了 Kasi， 遇见了 Mayavadi 假象中的托钵僧，聆听他们谈论着解脱的重要性。
And Lord Shiva told him.Should go to Vrindavan, go to Mathura.
主希瓦告诉他去 Vrindavan, 去 Mathura.
So he understood there was something better waiting for him.
他就明白等在他面前的有更好的。
But on his way to Vrindavan, he came to Prayag.And he's associated, he met devotees there, he met Vaishnavas. But these Vaishnavas, there, we will hear, they worship Vishnu.
在去文达文的路上，他来到途经一个名叫 Prayag 的地方，在这里遇到了 Vaishnava 们，他们都是奉献者。
They worship Lord Vishnu.
他们崇拜着主 Vishnu.
Different from the devotees of Krishna.
他们都是主，他们是 they are different from.
Yeah, different from Krishna's devotees.
Oh, okay, okay. 这些人呢，他们跟主 Krishna 的奉献者还有区别。
They have a different relationship.
他们是有着不同的关系，另外一种关系。
We'll hear about this in the next class.
好，我们下一节课再谈，再听那个。Now there are several questions. 第一个是喜宝 Svadra， 顶拜姑如何翻译顶拜您？请问如何可以得到 Gayatri Mantra 呢
？Well, you get Gayatri Mantra when the spiritual master considers you're qualified.
当灵性导师认为你有了资格之后，你就会得到这个伽耶曼陀罗了。
You should have been, first of all, you have to be initiated. You have to be following strictly the four principles, chanting 16 rounds every day, and you have to be very steady and serious in your spiritual practice.
你首先要得到启迪。严格的遵守规范原则，念诵十六圈，并且稳定的灵修，稳定的做服务。
And when the spiritual master considers that the chanting Gayatri will help you, then he may decide to give you the Gayatri mantra.
当灵性导师认为 Gayatri mantra 会帮助你的时候，就会决定。授予你 Gayatri Mantra.
The Gayatri Mantra qualifies you to do more service. It qualifies you that you can worship the deity.
这念诵 Gayatri Mantra 可以给你资格从事于更多的服务，可以去崇拜神像。
So that's really the purpose of Gayatri Mantra. Chanting Gayatri Mantra is to allow you.That you can direct, you can engage in deity worship. You can offer arti, and you can do the bush and bathe the deity, and you can cook for Krishna on the fire. You know, these are the qualifications. One should actually have Gayatri mantra. One should be twice initiated to do these services. These things are done by brahmanas.
念诵嘎阿全曼陀罗，他就可以给你资格，让你从事于崇拜神像，给神像沐浴，为神像做饭，这些，并且在火上为主来烹饪，这些都是二次启迪，理应是二次启迪的奉献者来从事的。
One should also have an interest. Ideally, second initiated devotees should know the philosophy. They should understand the philosophy.
那么二次启迪的奉献者呢？他们也应该对于理解哲学很感兴趣。
So, second initiated devotees may be asked to sometimes speak to give classes.
因此，有时候二次启迪的奉献者有时候被要求来讲课。
Okay.
好，那么下一个问题。Govinda 逍遥游，顶拜咕噜，请问咕噜，如何才叫得到纯粹奉献者的仁慈呢？
When Krishna is pleased with you, by the mercy of Krishna, we get the mercy of the pure devotee.
当主 Krishna 对你满意的时候，我们得到纯粹奉献者的仁慈。
等一下，我在讲课。
You translated that. That's it. That's when you get Krishna's. That's when you get the association of pure devotees. By the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna, we get the mercy of a devotee. And by the mercy of devotee, we get Krishna.
就是像刚才说的，当主 Krishna 对你满意的时候，你就会得到纯粹奉献的仁慈。当你得到纯粹奉献者的仁慈之后呢，你就会得到主 Krishna 的仁慈了。
OK。下一个问题。
好，下一个问题，荣。那么我们在中国应该如何学习提升自己的灵性知识呢？谢谢咕噜和翻译，谢谢您。
Well, you can do things like Bhakti Shastri, take the course Bhakti Shastri, study the scriptures with devotees.
你可以参加 Bhakti Shastri 课程，和奉献者们一起来学习奉爱经典课程。
Like that, study more, read Prabhupada's books more, study more.
更多的研习，更多的来阅读圣帕帕的书籍。
Associate more with senior devotees.
与年长奉献者更多的联谊。
Okay, next question.
Radhika Priya, Krishna 的奉献者与 Gauranga 的奉献者有区别吗？
Yes.There are many people, they may be devotees of Krishna, but they may not be devotees of Lord Chaitanya.
有区别，有的人可能是 Krishna 的奉献者，但他不是主 Chaitanya 的奉献者。
So Krishna is, we say Krishna is the Lila Purushottam. He's presenting the pastimes of the spiritual world.
Krishna 被称为 Lila Purushottama， 他呈现着灵性世界的消逝光。
But Lord Chaitanya is Audarya Lila. His pastime is mercy. He's come to give mercy to deliver the fallen souls.
主 Chaitanya 被称为 Audarya Lila， 他呈现的是仁慈的逍遥时光。
We'd say Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful. Krishna had conditions. You want to get Krishna's mercy, you have to surrender to him. But Lord Chaitanya is more merciful. He would give mercy to people without consideration.
Krishna 他提出了先决条件，首先要臣服， 但是朱柴丹尼亚他是仁慈的，他没有任何条件的就给予仁慈。
So like that, there's a difference. Yeah. Okay, next question.
Radha Ananda Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜敬爱的 Maharaja, 请问奉爱瑜伽修行者的冒犯属于业报的范畴，还是有其他特别的处理法则呢？感恩您。
You have to translate for me.
The question is that
offensive.
The offense of Bhakti Yoga practitioner is belonging to the category of karma, or are there any other principle to deal a special dealing principle? This is the.
I don't really understand what she means, principle of karma.
Nor do I cannot really understand. 那妈的姐，您能不能让到娜娜妈的姐？您说这个问题，萨提，我不明白什么意思。
他我理解的意思就是，他如果我们在我奉献者产生了冒犯，这个冒犯是因为业报产生的呢，就是用业报法则来处理呢，还是有其他的，就是奉献者有其他的这种得到其他的这种不好的。
Well, definitely, if we commit some offense in our devotional service, then it's going to disrupt our devotional service. It can disrupt our devotional service.
Disrupt. Destroyed.
Yeah, well, it will depend on the gravity of our offense. There are different levels of offenses. Some minor offenses will cause us to lose our taste for some spiritual practice.
这取决于冒犯的程度。如果冒犯是轻微的冒犯，会使我们对于灵修丧失了品味。
And if it's more serious, if our offense is more serious, then it may stop our devotional service for some time.
如果冒犯很严重，它就会在某一期间之内让我们停止领奉献服务。
Now, these offenses have nothing to do with karma. It's simply our own misuse of our independence.
这个跟我们的 karma 没有关系，只是我们误用了我们的独立性。
We cannot think that, oh, I made offense, it's my karma. No. Karma puts us in a situation, but it does not cause us to act.
嗯, Mara, can you explain? I cannot understand.
If karma puts us into a situation, it will place us into a particular situation. First of all, we do not come to devotional service by karma.
Okay. 首先呢，我们并不是由于我们的 karma 才进入到奉献服务，接触奉献服务。
We get devotional service by the mercy of Krishna.
我们是由于 Krishna 的仁慈才够接触到奉献服务。
And then Krishna's mercy comes through the devotee.
Krishna 仁慈是透过奉献者而来的。
Right, some devotees kind to us, and somehow we're able to take the mercy from them and take up bhakti yoga.
奉献者对我们仁慈有加，我们从奉献者那里 来得到了就进进入了 Bhakti 瑜伽的范畴。
Now, if we commit some offense in our devotional service, we can't say that's due to karma.
如果我们在奉献服务当中做了冒犯，我们不能说我们做了冒犯是由于我们的 karma 业报才做了这些冒犯了。
No, it's our own foolishness.
不是的，不是，而是由于我们自己的愚蠢。
It's misuse of our independence. We have free will.
我们误用了我们的独立性，因为我们全都有自由意志。
So we can act in a good way or we can act in the bad way.
所以我们可以一种好的方式来行为，也可以一种恶劣的方式来行为。
But we act in an improper way.That's our own fault. It's not our karma. It's our own mistake.
如果我们行为举止不恰当，这不是我们的业报，而是我们犯的错误。
Okay.
Next question. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru, 顶拜翻译。Shiva 是不是纯粹的奉献者
？Yes.He is the greatest Vaishnava.
是的，他是最伟大的 Vaishnava.
And but he is not an ordinary living entity. He is greater than ordinary living entities.
他不是普通的生物，他比普通的生物伟大。
He is a manifestation.We say the example, the relationship between Vishnu and Shiva is Shiva is like the milk, and Vishnu is like the milk, and Shiva is like yogurt. So Vishnu can become Shiva, but Shiva never becomes Vishnu.
这个好像是牛奶和酸奶的例子。牛奶可以转变成酸奶，酸奶不能转化为牛奶。主 Vishnu 可以转化成主 Shiva， 但是主 Shiva 不能转化成主 Vishnu。
So Shiva is like God in the material world.
Shiva 就好像是物质世界的神。
And he's in charge of the mode of ignorance.
他掌管着愚昧属性。
He's very kind to people in the mode of ignorance. He gives mercy to them.
他对于处在愚昧属性当中的人特别仁慈，他给予处在愚昧属性的人当生物体，给他们仁慈。
So he is the greatest devotee.
所以他是最了不起的奉献者。
And he has his own line of disciplic succession.
主释迦有自己的使徒传承。
So he's a pure devotee, yes.
是的，他是纯粹的奉献者。
Another question.
这 Sati， 这位 question， 这位婆罗门虽然没有得到纯粹奉献者的仁慈，却得到了卡玛阿克亚女神的仁慈，得到了曼陀罗，被通过念诵唱诵曼陀罗得到勾帕神像的仁慈，而见到神像，请问 Guru， 这怎么理解呢？
Well, you have to hear the rest of the story.
那你需要听后面的部分。
There's a lot more to hear, a long way to go.
还有很多很多的内容呢。
He has to find, you know, the highest situation. He wants to find the ultimate realization of the Supreme Lord.
他要找到最崇高的一种位置，他要找到最崇高的对主的理解。
So Sanatana Goswami is describing all of this, and he's eliminating all the lower levels to come to the highest level.
Sanatana Goswami 就描述了这种种的情况。一个人必须要去除这个低等的层面，从摆脱低等层面来晋升到更高的层面。
Okay.
仆人， 想灵性进步，我们只聆听一位guru的讲课，还是听不同的guru的讲课好？
Yes, you have to hear all the gurus.
是的，你需要聆听所有的guru。
Listen to all the devotees, not only gurus. Listen to all the senior devotees speaking. Hear the classes. Hear their talks and question them. Take advantage of their association.
不仅要聆听所有guru，还要聆听年长奉献者，听他们的讲课。来，并且向他们寻求问题。
Spiritual master comes in many forms.
灵性导师以各种不同的形式来到你面前。
So you have to hear from them all.
所以你必须要从他们所有的人那里聆听。
还有问题吗？
黑马巴提，感恩guru，请问。把图拉西洋引进了，是否有冒犯
？No, not necessarily. You have to consider. Have you been trying to take care of her? If you've been looking after her, taking care of her, of course, Tosi has a material body. She has to give up the body sometime.
不一定，不一定有冒犯。你需要考虑怎么去照料图拉西。因为图拉西他有物质的躯体，所以呢会在某一个时刻离开躯体。
So, pure devotees, they also have to give up the body one day.
所以纯粹的奉献者有一天也要放弃他们的躯体。
So, Tosi, she gives up her body. The soul will either go back to Godhead or...go on to Krishna's pastimes or take another body in the material world. Maybe come again, Tosi, we don't know.
So, Tosi, his soul, he will either go back to the spiritual world or to Krishna, the place of passing time, or in the material world, to have another body. We don't know.仆人卡利的代表藏在黄金里，有黄金就会有纷争虚伪，奉献者不应该用金饰装扮自己，对吗？
Devotee shouldn't keep gold, is it?
Devotee shouldn't decorate themselves with gold.
You know, when a devotee gets married, when a girl is married, it's customary for her to be decorated with gold. And so, on certain times, it can be decorated with gold. But you have to be careful, and because you decorate yourself with gold, people may come and steal, they may come and rob you.
那女孩结婚的时候呢，风俗就是他们要穿金戴银，那么要小心，因为呢，如果穿就是用黄金装饰的自己呢，可能会招来小偷或者是抢劫犯。
So be careful.
要小心。
Usually, a woman can decorate herself in gold.Maybe for the pleasure of her husband.
Yeah, 有的女士呢，为了取悦丈夫，就用黄金来装饰自己。
The husband may give some gold ornaments for his wife, so she may wear them, and this way give pleasure to the husband.
结婚的时候呢，丈夫可能给妻子就购买这个首饰，金首饰。然后，所以呢，妻子呢就会带着这个金首饰来讨好丈夫。
But we should be cautious about if you wear gold in public, you may simply attract thieves.
我们要小心的就是，如果在公共场合，我们 戴着这些黄金首饰，有可能就会引起小偷的注意。
嗯，还有。
Radha Nanda， Hare Krishna， 对于我们这些出席者，连物质和灵性还无法区分，我们的冒犯很难避免。这个阶段的冒犯属于业报吗？
啊。Yeah. Can you translate that?
For Hare Krishna, for us newcomers, we cannot hardly distinguish what's spiritual, what's material, and can the offense is very hard to avoid. So during this stage, those offenses, do they belong to the karma category? The question is that during these stages, the offenses, do they belong to the category of karma? Thank you very much.
Well, I don't know what offenses you're talking about. You know, I said there's different degrees of offenses. Some offenses are more serious than others.
嗯，我不知道你谈论的是哪类冒犯。我刚才说过有不同程度的冒犯，有一些冒犯要比别的冒犯要严重的多。
嗯。Do they belong? The offenses belong to the category of karma? No. Generally, offenses mean if you criticize someone, you criticize someone that he's of a low birth, or this person he did something sinful before. Before he did some very sinful thing, and we may criticize him, but he may have reformed himself since that time. So if we still hold against him criticism, it's an offense.
嗯，比如说我们会批评一个人，他的出生是低等的出生，或者是一个人在以前他从事了罪恶活动，然后他现在已经革新洗面了，我们仍然对他批评耿耿于怀，这些都属于冒犯。
And the result of this kind of offenses is you lose your own taste for hearing and chanting, and you tend to think that our association with devotees is not so important.
And tend to associate with those who are not important devotees.
We lose our taste for hearing and chanting, and we think that association with devotees is not important.
Okay, okay. 我们就会丧失聆听以及唱诵的念诵的品味，我们就会认为跟奉献者联谊没有那么重要。
So this is how offenses affect our Krishna consciousness. We lose our taste for bhakti.
冒犯就是这样来影响着我们的奉献服务，就是我们对于 bhakti 奉爱失去了品味。
So it's not karma, nothing to do with karma.
不是 karma， 跟 karma 没有关系。
Hare Krishna, Guru Dev， 他说是这样，就是比如在神像房里边，言行随意，然后顶撞年长的奉献者，就是出席者他在心里并不信神，然后可能有一些言行就不经意间就产生了冒犯，他说的是这一类冒犯。
Well, that's not karma. That's just, you know, just because they're neophyte devotees, they didn't know any better. So, not really considered an offense.
这不是 karma， 因为他是新奉献者，所以对奉献 服务呢所知不多，这不算冒犯。
I mean, they should, you know, if we do something wrong, we didn't know something, so then a senior devotee will come and tell us and guide us and instruct us. We'll get mercy from a devotee to rectify the offense.
因为我们是新奉献者，如果我们做错了，会有年长的奉献者过来来指正我们，就来纠正我们。
What was the example Sati gave? She said something.
We are in the deity rooms. In the deity rooms, then our words and deeds may sometimes offend somebody. Or in our heart, we do not really believe in God.
Yeah. Well, these things, you know, this.We don't get any offense. There's no offense for things in the heart. But if we do something wrong or say something wrong, then that can be an offense. But you don't get any reactions in the Kali Yuga. You don't get any reactions for things in the heart or in the mind.
在内心是没有冒犯的。如果我们做了什么事情或者说了什么话，那么这个我们这样的冒犯呢会得到反应，但是呢在卡里年代内心以及心意当中它产生的冒犯是不会产生任何效果的，不会有任何反应，带来任何反应。
And so we did something wrong and the senior devotee should be there to point out, you know, don't talk like that or don't do this. So okay, then we feel sorry, we regretKrishna will forgive us. But if we do it again and again and again, then it becomes more serious.
如果我们就是做了些什么不好的或说了什么不恰当的，那么就是念着奉献过来指正我们，我们道歉，我们恳求原谅，但是我们不能反反复复的去这样去做，这就严重了。
If we're deliberately doing things wrong, then it's not good. Then we'll get some reaction. The reaction will be, we will lose the service. They'll say, better you don't come and do this service.
如果是明知故犯的话，那么就会有招致招来反应。我们反应是什么呢？就会我们失去服务了，然后就会告诉我们，哎，你最好还别来了，别来做这个服务了。
Okay.
Another two questions.
Okay.
云云，为什么说伟达经是权威？现代科学权威算伟达经的某一分支吗？如果没有遵守严格的伟达经，会怎么样？
If you don't strictly follow the Vedic scriptures, then you're engaging in irreligious activities. You're on the material platform, you're suffering from the laws of karma. But if you follow scriptures, then you're protected. You won't get karma.
如果不严格地遵守伟达经，那么就Then we will disobey the religious principle, right?
Yeah.
那我们就违反了宗教原则，那么我们就会卷入入质的业报法则当中，我们就失去了维达经的保护。
The scriptures are there to guide us how to live properly in this world.
经典是来指导我们的，教导我们在这个世界上该如何正确的去生活。
If we follow the scriptures, then the world will be much better.
如果我们按照经典去做的话，那么这个世界就会更加美好。
Because we don't follow scriptures, that's why we get things like this corona, this virus which is all over the world.
就是因为我们不遵守经典，所以才会在全世界有这个冠状病毒。
Have I answered all the question?
The last question.
Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. 上面落了一个问题 Yamuna Tira.
Yes. Yamuna Tira. The question before this question. 顶拜孤乳顶拜您如何界定人与人间的冒犯呢如何界定出于善意给他人提了建议过后得到对方恶劣的对待态度这种情况是否双方都有冒犯呢如何避免冒犯呢感恩孤乳
Well, we can avoid offenses by appreciating devotees, by serving devotees, by glorifying devotees, by not talking bad about them, but by talking good about them.
我们可以这样避免冒犯欣赏奉献者服务奉献者荣耀奉献者不要说奉献者的坏话只说奉献者的优点
is that the question?、that's the last part is it was there
she specifically raised that if we give we out of kindnessWe give a suggestion to others, and the others treat us very badly. During the circumstances, we both made offenses. Are we both making any offenses?
Yes.
是的。
Now you're both making offenses.
是的。您刚才说的这种情况下。双方都有冒犯了。
So you have to be careful about trying to give advice to other people.
所以要小心给别人建议。
That person has to be willing to accept your advice. He must accept you as an authority, as somebody to guide him.
对方必须愿意接受你的建议，他必须把你当成能够指导他的权威。
If they don't accept you, then it's not good to try to give them advice.
如果他不接受你，那你还要给他提建议，这就不好了。
仆人，
唱诵圣名获得的快乐里面，有没有物质享乐的成分？这两种享乐有什么不同？
Chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting? Is it material or is there anything?
Are there any elements of a material enjoyment?
In chanting Hare Krishna? Yeah.
Are there any? Well.
Yeah? Yes, we could say.We get everything in chanting Hare Krishna. We get spiritual pleasure and material pleasure.
是的，唱诵就得到了一切。我们得到了物质的快乐，也得到了灵性快乐。
The Maha Mantra chanted very nicely, with nice music.Then it can be very pleasing to the ears, even on a material platform.
唱诵的很优美动听的玛哈曼陀罗，并且伴以非常优美动听的音乐，甚至在物质层面上也能给人带来愉悦感。
Yeah, you could say there's some material elements here, but.It's dovetailed in the service of Krishna.
可以说，那肯定是有物质享乐的成分，但是它已经跟奉献服务契合在一起了。
So somebody is able to sing nicely, and somebody is able to play the instruments nicely, so the material elements are pleasing.
有的人他能唱得很好听，或者他能弹得很好听。Then
the material elements are pleasing to the ears, satisfying.
所以这些物质元素是非常令人愉悦的，能够满足我们。
But at the same time, it's very spiritual.
但与此同时，它是非常的灵性的。
And spiritual means in relation to Krishna. Everything done in relation to Krishna is spiritual.
灵性的意思就是跟 Krishna 有关系。如果是灵性的方式来做事情的话，那么它就是灵性的。
Now, if we're cooking for Krishna, it should taste nice. It should be tasty. It shouldn't be all burnt. It shouldn't be unpleasant.
我们给 Krishna 做饭吧，比如说，这个饭不能做的都烧焦了，这个饭必须是让Krishna 感到很高兴、很愉悦。
And so the material elements are important.For pleasing Krishna.
所以在取悦 Krishna 上呢，物质元素也是很重要的呀。
But these material elements have also the spiritual aspect because it's for Krishna.
但是这些物质元素它也有灵性的一面，因为它都是为了 Krishna 而做的。
Okay.
Not a Christian. 顶拜 Guru 和 Mataji, 请问如果对圣名冒犯该怎么补救呢？
Well, you have to beg forgiveness from the holy name, and you have to continue chanting, and you have to have tears in your eyes and lament.And beg forgiveness and pray that you won't commit the offense again.
你要恳求原谅，要请求圣明宽恕你，并且要满含着泪水，并且要感到悲伤，要恳求，要祈祷得到仁慈。
And beg the.Go in the assembly of devotees and confess yourself to be an offender to the holy name and beg for the mercy of the devotees to help you to chant the holy name without offense.
你要去奉献者的聚会上，要当众来承认自己对圣名做了冒犯，要恳求奉献者们的仁慈，能够让你能够没有冒犯的唱诵念诵。
Yeah, offensive chanting will attract the mercy of a devotee, and he can guide you, help you to give up offenses, to come to the stage of pure chanting.
毫无冒犯的念诵。会帮助你获得奉献者的仁慈，奉献者就会指导你能够达到纯粹的念诵。
Okay,
that's all.
All right, so we'll stop here then. Thank you very much. Wish everybody have a good day.
好，那我们今天就讲到这里。非常感谢你们的聆听，祝你们今天有一个美好的一天。
Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you, Gunaman.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Sati, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.